The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 8 minutes after eight, it's open phones here now on Find Your Phone Friday. Boy, we got a lot going on. Some breaking news that just came in. And Alvin Bragg has asked to extend the Trump gag order, citing his supporter threats. Remember, he's not supposed to say anything bad. Citing supporters' death threats to District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Trump says the order has unfairly restricted his free speech rights ahead of his sentencing on the felony counts, right? Now, he's asking to extend, this is Alvin Bragg, of course, asking to extend the gag order. So you have a former president with a gag order who's then going into a debate next Thursday. Have you given that any thought? In a debate in which he's not allowed to say anything about Bragg? Because you know that what this means is that President Biden will probably, I don't know, is that a setup? We can talk about that and various other things. We have that story going in. And also the breaking news you heard on Town Hall, Supreme Court says domestic abusers may be disarmed. Okay. My question will be, is that for life? Is someone who is... you know, has a violence problem when they're 19 or 20. Does that mean that you're 60 or 70 and things are always, you know, a lot of times people age out of this kind of stuff. It might be worthy of a conversation. We can have that, all right? Anything else on your mind here, too? Guys, Make Oregon a Great event is going on tomorrow. A lot of great people are going to be there, including Joe Hoff, once again, from Gateway Pundit. He's going to be speaking. MyPillow's founder and CEO, of course. He's going to be there too, Mike Lindell, and a bunch of other folks here. And hopefully, and by the way, people were kind of wondering about this. People were writing me about it and so much more going on about this because it was an only online purchase, only an online purchase. Oh, by the way, John Lott is also going to be there and many other local luminaries too, for that matter. But you can buy them at the door now. So I just want to make sure you knew about that. You can buy these at the door tomorrow. It's going to be an all-day event at the Jackson County Expo, okay? 11 minutes after 8. Let's do an email of the day, and that's sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. While you wait, Crowns, it's a possibility there. They have an in-house lab. Ask them about that. Get your appointment today at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. I'm going to give one to Darren from Medford, an email of the day. He wrote about the river meeting the other day. Good evening, Bill. I tried to sit through the river meeting the other night at the Medford Library. About halfway through, there was a brief break, and I couldn't take any more, and I left. Kind of glad I did, as the drug-addled homeless were starting to gather around the library. While driving home, I was trying to think of a good way to tell my wife about this meeting. This is about the jet boat on the road, right? I had to settle on telling her it was like one of those horrible work training meetings where the facilitator wants you to constantly have small group discussions and report back to the group about your feelings. Elliot, the facilitator, was very difficult to take as she, he, they, them seemed to talk down to the group and did not want anyone who had been at a previous meeting to share their opinion. Also, Elliot called out political candidates and members of the press to reveal themselves for no apparent reason other than to call attention to them. The state had half a dozen employees attending the meeting. How much did that cost the taxpayers? Pizza was provided, and there were several deliveries. I wonder how much that cost the taxpayers. The note taker was actively handing out pizza and did not appear to be taking notes at any time. Seems funny since Elliot, she, hey, they, them, she, he, rather, they, them, was actively handing out pizza, didn't appear to be taking the notes. Elliot said that the notes would be shared with everyone who gave their email address when they signed in. Of course, community organizer Denise Krause was once again in attendance. I overheard her reassuring the folks in front of me that the issues will come around again. I can only assume she is referring to the commissioner initiatives. What a waste of time, however. I am saddened because I feel that these meetings will determine what happens to the rogue. And once the state bans the use of jet boats, they will then ban people from hunting and fishing on the river due to noise and saving the fish. And then rafters will be banned because they disrupt the habitat and annoy the rich riverfront property owners. It will never end. Commissioner Roberts was in attendance. God bless her if she's able to stomach the entire meeting. Thanks and hope you had a good time off. Darren, I appreciate you writing. Well, these kind of meetings will determine it if we let it. The comments need to be going to the Oregon Marine Board, calling out the fraud of this process, Darren. That is certainly one aspect of the way to respond. And I would hope that that smart people down at the Jackson County Commission will demand a public hearing, a true public hearing, not a consensus process, not a Delphi meeting, not with a she, he, we, them, whatever it is, with the bizarre hair. I know I'm engaging in lookism, but no, just strong public testimony, not public input, public testimony and true public input. Okay. Thank you for writing. 14 after 8. What's on your mind? After the Kim Komando digital update, the phones are yours. 770-5633.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
One of each Forte VIN 785766, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 237299, MSRP 22140, 3500, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance and 63024.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford during the Summer Sticker Sales Event. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds. With no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
When we think of Apple, iPhones and other incredibly successful products come to mind. So you might be surprised to learn just how many failures Apple has had, including a big one this week. I'm Kim Komando for LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at LinkedIn.com/Kim. It's actually quite a list. Apple product failures. There was Pippin, the Xbox competitor. The Lisa and Newton computers. Macintosh TV. The Air Power wireless charging pad. And the Message Pad, a personal digital assistant that long predated the iPad. And this time, it's Apple's troubled and overly expensive $3,500 headset, the Apple Vision Pro. Until Thursday, Apple engineers were busy working on the Vision Pro 2, until the top brass finally accepted the hard facts. The Vision Pro is much like the failed Apple Message Pad. The message was, and is, nobody wants it, and nobody's buying it. Get TechSmart the easy way with my free newsletter. Sign up right now and join over 500,000 folks at GetKim.com. When hiring for a small business, you want quality professionals who are right for the role and your team. That's why I use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to find the right people for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn is not just another job board. You get access to LinkedIn's vast network of more than a billion professionals, many of whom you won't find anywhere else. That's why it's simply the best place to hire. LinkedIn does all that while making the process simple and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that as a small business, you might not have the time or resources to spend on hiring. That's why LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make it simpler, like the new feature to help write job descriptions. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters. Proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrated bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
Welcome back to the Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED.
Dangerous time because it's open phones, but we always have fun on it. We'll noodle around just about anything you want to talk about. Pretty full board here, 770-5633, 770-KMED. Be interesting with the debate coming up next week. Looks like the Biden administration just hemorrhaging support. Latest polling. Now, I know polling this time of year you can't take it all to the bank, that there's been an explosion in support for President Trump in 18 to 34 in the youth vote. Now, Biden's still ahead by a couple of points, but this is just like, haven't seen anything like this in just ages. I am still thinking, now, of course, will the 18 to 34 vote in the same to the same extent as the oldsters? Maybe not, but still, this is a big movement. And I have a feeling that we could see a lot of angry youth, especially angry youth that have been told that, well, it's all right. You don't need to buy a house. You don't have to own anything. You'll be happy. We'll put you in a 15-minute freedom city. Right? But maybe they don't want to be put into the 15-minute climate-friendly, equitable community freedom city. I put that in sarcastic, scary air quotes, okay? But we'll see. I still think that this election could be decided by angry renters and people who are really getting screwed out of the current situation. I could be wrong about this. I know Rick Manning disagrees with me over at Americans for Limited Government, but I think there's something to there's a germ of something going on there. All right, let me go to Todd. Todd's in Central Point. Todd, take it away. You got a couple of topics. Fire away.
Good morning. Last week you had an interesting author on by the name of Dan Hampton, and he talked about the Doolittle Raiders with their B-25s launched off of aircraft carriers. Famous raid. And I just wanted to pay homage. You were just mentioning the different generations. I want to pay homage to the greatest generation, our parents' generation. This, and I'll just relay this one real quick story. A gentleman I attended church with when I was living in Santa Rosa, this is 15 years ago. He was probably in his late 80s at the time. He was just graduating from high school when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. When he graduated high school, he went to work for North American Aviation building SBD dive bombers. And he told me that, and he was very proud of his service. He said that at 1 o'clock, he was working, they were building these planes 24 hours a day. He was working the night shift. And he said at 1 o'clock in the morning, they rang a bell, assembled everybody, shut everything down, assembled everybody. And he said that's when they announced the Doolittle raid on Japan. And as he's telling me this, you know, whatever it was, 65, 70 years after the event, tears were welling up in his eyes. And he said at that moment, he made the decision that he wanted to become a B-25 pilot. And he eventually did. And the cool thing, this was an unassuming little guy who, after the military service, became a teacher and retired as a teacher, just not braggadocious in any way, shape, or form. And just talking about his service, it was so impressive to me. And one real cool thing for an unassuming little guy, he said he really liked the B-25 because the pilot could shoot guns too. It had four forward-facing 50 caliber machine guns. And I just thought, you know, I don't know that we'd have that today. We have these kids promoting Hamas on campuses. I don't know if they'd be defending our country.
Now, you know, I do remember that the greatest generation, that silent generation or the generation before the silent generation, you know, the flappers, they were looked at a bunch of ne'er-do-wells and didn't know their ass from a hole in the ground, you know, that kind of thing. You know, and they were called that back in the 1920s and 1930s. And sometimes it's amazing how people rise to the occasion when your homeland, when your actual home is being threatened. But it's something to consider because they didn't think too much about the adults didn't think too much about them at that time. I don't know if you realize that or not, if you look back in history.
Well, it was a tough time. I mean, that was the Great Depression era. And, you know, some people thrive under adversity. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to put a shout out. His name was Jack, by the way. Real cool guy.
That's
but
great.
One other thing I wanted to talk about, you earlier in the week, you were talking about prescribed burns and Nature Conservancy wanting to do one in fire season up in Eagle Point. We just had a fire yesterday out south of Rouge. You could see the plume of smoke from mm-hmm. that. Captain Bill was talking about prescribed burns. When I was a park ranger at Big Basin Redwood State Park 15, 20 years ago down in the Santa Cruz Mountains, it was an 18,000-acre park, first growth redwoods, magnificent place. We religiously would take about 1,000 acres every year and do a prescribed burn, try to keep everything under control. And this is mature trees. They're not supposed to have conflagration fires. Well, what do you know? In 2020, August, the lightning strike, a fire torched through 97% of the park.
Wow.
So my faith in prescribed burn, and it was so heartbreaking for me because I used to live there. there were all these beautiful buildings built by the CCC in the 1930s. Oh, it was the lodge and the housing. It was just grand. And it just went up overnight. It wasn't a crowning fire, but it just swept through it. So I'm on the same page as Bill, Captain Bill Simpson.
Okay, appreciate the call. Good hearing from you, Todd. 770-5633. Brian, on the 4-H issue. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Bill, I wanted to comment on the 4-H. I'm in the county, so I go to a fair amount of commissioner meetings. And quite a while ago, there was about 10 to 12 4-H members from the board came down here from Salem. And I could not believe what happened in the commissioner's meeting down here with Herman Burchiser. I mean, he ate these guys for lunch. They wanted a bunch of money. And not only were they denied the money, but the commissioners decided to stop the payments that we already made to them years ago. I was born on a ranch. And I spent my entire childhood in 4-H, and I believe so did Herman Burchiser. But 4-H was not like this at all back then. When I heard that these children today can't have an American flag on their 4-H shirt, this has got to stop.
Or a cross. You're not allowed to have have a cross. Couldn't have a Christian cross there.
When I heard that, mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe it. That is, like Dwayne was saying, this has nothing to do with a child raising an animal correctly. I raised everything from sheep, pigs, goats, cattle, you name it, chickens. And it wasn't like this political nonsense, this new world that we live in today.
Well, yeah. Well, this is what happens with one party rule. And I know that the lefty folks who could be listening are really upset about what we're talking about here right now. You're having to make absolutely every state agency and every state service politicized DEI. You're dripping with Marxism. I don't even know if they see it. If you're swimming around in this stew all the time in Salem and in the state university system, maybe they know. Maybe this is just normal to them. I don't know. But we don't have to pay for it. And if there's a possibility to not pay for it and defund them, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
So when the meeting was over, they all marched out of the meeting the minute they heard the vote to kill their money. We all walked out of the meeting, and this woman walked up to me after listening to what I had to say at the commissioner's meeting, and she called me an extreme racist, and they all walked away.
Well, yeah, that's their only answer to everything. Yeah. The moment you're called a racist is because they don't really have an argument, because the idea is that, no, you don't understand. We're not giving you money. All right.
Right.
Which, of course, yep. I guess makes you a racist. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had one other point I wanted to make with you, Bill. The other night, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. The other night on Newsmax, they were talking about George Soros is funding a new program in America to take over all talk radio.
Nah, that's not
what you thought about that.
That's not quite true. That's not quite true. He has invested in a lot of, I believe it's Odyssey, the Odyssey radio network, and he's certainly trying to get his thumbprint in it. I don't believe that it's all about just taking over all of talk radio, because there is no taking over of all of talk radio. But
I didn't think so.
Yeah, but he certainly.
I just thought it was another way to find a way to censor us. I really do. There's so many ways they're starting to censor us today. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're really fortunate to still have talk radio here in Southwest Oregon, and we're going to continue to fight for that. Appreciate the call here, Brian. By the way, it's not. I'm not saying that you don't pay attention to what George Soros is doing, but yeah. You know, George is doing this, and he's in investing in a lot of major market blue hive mind areas, too. I would add that. We have, hello, Dave. You wanted to make agriculture or make farming great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make farming great again by people that have irrigation systems. If they could set up this would be development cost, where they could have tanks of CO2 and inject it into their water. And water with carbonated water because then in the end they'll water less because plants have pores that absorb CO2.
You know, it's funny that Gregory Wrightstone has talked about that. Increasing levels of CO2 actually help reduce the amount of water needed.
Not less.
Yeah, yeah. That's really interesting. Now, you said that Israel had done something like this. I wonder...
Yeah, because they have lack of water, they recycle all their gray water by distilling it. They take water from the ocean, and then they pipe it in, but they have to remineralize it because distilled water has nothing in it, and it's an oxidizer. So they put uptake minerals in nutrients in the water.
All right. Well, hey, we're a fan. If that could work, I don't know how you get a program like that going in the United States, though. But appreciate the call. Let me go to Gino. Gino, you are responding with how you have responded and disrupted these politicized Delphi type meetings here. All of these consensus processes, the fire map meetings, the Oregon kitchen table thing, which they send a bunch of leftists to direct people into a predetermined outcome. How have you attacked these in your experience in the past? I'd love to hear that.
Thank you. So back in 2009, well, first of all, those of us who have been studying the tactics of the collectivists have understood that Olinsky tactics, the Rules for Radical book, that one of, by the way, Hillary Clinton's mentors, Saul Alinsky, actual physical mentor to her, the tactic went like this. So I'll give you the description of the meeting and what I did to, if you will, make people aware of what's going on.
Okay.
So I arrived at the meeting a little bit, and by the way, this was both, I did this at the Williams Fire Ready meeting after the, back in 2009 as well as here in Ashland. And what?
Oh, would you agree on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. If you want.
All right. Now, what I wanted to do, could I book you for Monday's show, and actually
sure.
go on how we disrupt the Delphi meetings, these sort of things? Because I'd like to let you run free on this. Would that be okay?
You're taking a risk, but sure. Let's do.
Oh, no! I don't look at this because I consider what you're doing as actionable intelligence. And
I
think you need more than a standard 90 seconds or a couple of minutes to really talk about how you disrupt the collectivists at their own predetermined outcome meetings that they're trying to lead.
Yes, Bill, let's do that. That'll give me a chance to put it into an outline so I can deliver it cleanly.
Okay. And let me think about what we got going on.
I'll see you this weekend. You can make the arrangements then.
Okay. Could I call you at 7:10 Monday?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to book you for Monday, and so we'll promote you, because how do you fight this? What are some of the ways you actually disrupt this and hoist these individuals upon their own petard,
You said 7:10 on Monday?
Yep, 7:10 on Monday. All right. I'll get your phone number.
You're on the calendar.
All right. I'll get your phone number.
I'll talk to you this weekend, too.
Thanks again. All right. So I want to make sure we hear all about this, because I want to hear how he's actually done it. And that's always good stuff, okay?
Coming June 22nd to the Jackson County Fairgrounds, Western Justice founder Dave Duquette, author of More Guns, Less Crime, John Lott, Gateway Pundit founder Joe Hoft, and your host, Mike Lindell, and more. It's MAGA Next Level. It's MOGA. Make Oregon Great Again. Tickets and information at jcor.gop/MOGA. That's jcor.gop/MOGA. June 22nd for the Patriot Event of the Summer. We'll see you at MOGA.
5, I'm double 5, 10, 15, 15, get up at 20, 20.
This is Casey with Southern Oregon Auto Auction inviting you to our public auto auction where we have cars, trucks, trailers, RVs, boats, heavy equipment, and so much more. Don't miss out on your chance to bid like a dealer and buy like a dealer. Join us live in the lane or online this Saturday at 10 a.m. Go to www.soautoauction.com for more details. That's www.soautoauction.com.
Dreaming of moving to your dream property in the county? Most rural properties rely on a well. Clouser Drilling is here to make sure your dream doesn't turn into a nightmare. Before you buy, you'll want to make sure the well is producing plenty of water. If a new well is needed, making sure the property has good water is vital. Clouser Drilling can help. They have drilled thousands of wells in Southern Oregon and can help you make an informed decision. Clouser Drilling can perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
American Rancher Garage United in Service. American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
8:34. I'm going to talk with author Ryan Steck for a few minutes, because after all the heavy-duty, politicized garbage being thrown at us, we have to be able to blow off some steam, too. And part of my summertime routine is to read a lot of books. And I like to sometimes get away from the nonfiction and get into the fiction. But I'm a big fan of thrillers and action, especially spies and assassins. I don't know what that says about me, that I love spy and assassin stories. It could be, I don't know, maybe it's about someone that sees a problem and we're just going to dispatch the problem right now. I don't know. But Ryan Steck has a great novel that it's worth taking a look at that is set in Montana. We'll share a little bit of that coming up and give you that story after Town Hall News, all right? Okay, and also before we take off, it's going to be the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. So I promise we'll have one of those before we wrap up, and it's just going to be fun. Fun way to head out into the weekend. Now, it may not be so fun if you ended up opening up your automobile insurance renewal. It's kind of like, dun, 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 we get that. 15, 20, 25%. Homeowners insurance kind of this way, too. We got the wildfire controversy map here in Southwest Oregon that is causing a lot of heartburn for some people, which means that you can't just have, well, you have to go to someone who is really going to go to work and try their best to find you good coverage at a reasonable price. Talk to Steve Yancey, my friend at Sky Park Insurance. Been dealing with him for years. Helped me out. And he's helped many KMED and KBXG listeners here for a long, long time here. But you have to give him a shot. Just call him up, get a free quote. He's probably standing by the cell phone right now. 541-261-5444, 261-5444. He's an independent, works with many different companies. One company screws you over, Steve will try to find someone who won't do that to you. Or maybe, well, of course, these days in the insurance world, maybe it's screwing you over a little bit less, right? The insurance mafia in the, you know, the big companies there. But Steve will help you navigate that and get great coverage for you. I know it's been very successful for me. Call 261-5444, 261-5444, skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law. The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. It's a reversal of a federal appeals court ruling which struck down the law. Under the law, people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners are not allowed to own firearms. Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter in the case. Prosecutors are urging the judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York to uphold a gag order that bars the Republican former president from criticizing jurors, court staff, or members of the prosecution that convicted him. The heat wave may be peaking for some states, but the National Weather Service says the weather will likely get hotter this weekend in the Mid-Atlantic region. This is SRN News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
For over 20 years, Johnson Builders has constructed custom-designed, engineered buildings all over our area that not only meet but exceed modern post-frame standards, featuring stronger, laminated columns that are 100% treated, warrantied, and provide superior structural integrity. Every building is tailored to meet your specific needs and budget. Visit Johnson.Builders to view their past projects and start planning yours.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
American Industrial Door has security and storm shutters and mesh for commercial and residential applications. These shutters protect storefronts, windows, retail counters, product cases, whatever needs instant protection against burglary, vandalism, and severe weather. With a touch of a button, you can secure an entry point or space with style and color. American Industrial Door has affordable scissor gates too. See all the security shutter options at American Industrial Door on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and on Crater Lake Avenue north of Violence Road.
If you've been injured in an accident, you've got Reed Law Firm on your side. I'm Shane Reed. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation to discuss your case. We've been helping injured clients get the care and resources they need to get their lives back on track for 27 years. Don't be a victim twice. Put our experience on your side. Find us at reedlawfirm.com, reedlawfirm.com, or call us and let's talk, 772-3266.
Getting ready for a summer road trip? Click on the travel report on KMED.com for the latest road construction, road cams, and gas prices in our region. Be prepared with the travel report on KMED.com. Brought to you by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED.
8:39, like I was mentioning before, one of my great summer routines is to read a little more fiction, even though since I'm so steeped in politics and news, I'm reading an awful lot of nonfiction. But at some point, you know, you gotta give your brain over to some entertainment, but entertainment with a point here, too. And a novel which is out that I've been reading, Out for Blood, I think this is a winner here. And I want to talk with the author, Ryan Steck. And Ryan, you actually live in Michigan, correct? I just want to be clear about where you're from, right?
I do, yes. Southwest Michigan, Kalamazoo area. Derek Jeter territory.
Okay, so you're not a Youper, in other words, right? No Youper?
That is correct. I am not. Nope.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So no, none of this second day of deer camp kind of talk, all right? Before we move into the novel here, you're called the Real Book Spy. What is that all about? Because anytime I see something which is spy, I always get... Of course, my favorite novels are like spy and assassin movies. I don't know what that says about me, but maybe you can tell me, but...
Whatever it says about you, it says about me. I launched the book by 10 years ago. You know, and the real reason for that, you love spy movies. I'm going to guess we like the similar things. My wife watches the Oscars every year. I've never even heard of these movies that win Best Picture, let alone seen them. But I've seen every, Mission Impossible, Fast and Furious, Marvel movie. I love stuff like that. And in the literary world, thrillers and mysteries are kind of like the same thing. You get to award season and they just forget about thrillers and mystery. And I love those books. So a decade ago, I launched a website called therealbookspy.com. It's a one-stop shop for all things mystery and thrillers, reviews, interviews, breaking news, book announcement, cover reveals. And we're up to about like 3 million readers a year now.
No kidding. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that you're getting more people reading there, because my wife and I both like those kind of novels, and getting people to read this is great. Now, you have set this latest book, which is actually part of a character series, I guess, Out for Blood, and this is set in Montana. And I have to tell you, after Montana, I don't know if I could ever live there. There's a lot of corruption, a lot of shooting going on out there. Even though it's big sky country, man, I got to tell you, there's snipers everywhere. What's the story? why don't you set this
you're
up,
not
huh?
Wrong. You're not wrong. You know, look, I love the lone wolf operator.
Uh-huh.
And to me, there's nothing more lone wolf than being by yourself out west. You know,
yep.
You get into a bad situation in Montana, which my hero, Matthew Redd, does in this one. And on a good day, backup is hours away. But on a bad day, I mean, you're talking days before the cavalry comes. So you're really on your own. And I thought, well, that's kind of what the lone wolf operator is all about. Let's put them out somewhere where the stakes are just higher. I think there's more tension that way. And in this book, it's a tale of revenge and survival. Red is basically sitting down, having dinner when he finds out there's a kill team on the way to his front door. They're coming to kill him and everyone he loves. He's got a wife and a kid. And I thought, how would you keep people, your loved ones, safe?
Yeah. How do you do this? I mean, this is, yeah, you talk about revenge and And everything's fine. It's a beautiful day out in Big Sky Country, except they're coming to kill you and your family. What could go wrong? Right.
And to make it worse, it's all going down in the middle of one of the worst snowstorms in Montana history. And, you know, Red just does the only thing he knows to do in that situation, which is send the family in one direction and lead the killers on a chase up into the mountains, where he hopes to use the elements and the terrain that he knows and they don't, you know, sort of against them. And I'd be the first to admit I'd be dead by nightfall.
You and me both. All right. We'd be. But of course, even when you open the book in the foreword here, Evan, it's right. It's like, even though you're out in the middle of a Big Sky Country, like I mentioned, the action is just nonstop. I mean, right from the beginning, he's got the people. He's been knifed, and he's going. Anyway, I can't give away. Well, that's not going to give away anything to say that he was knifed right in the beginning of it. But there's a lot more that comes after that, and it is a real interesting story of survival. And I guess that even though maybe you and I wouldn't survive something like that, it gets you thinking. Is that maybe the purpose of this? Of these kind of books?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my number one goal is, you touched on it earlier, is entertainment. I want my readers to just be absolutely engrossed in the story and feel like they can't put the book down. So I want to entertain you, keep you up past your bedtime, keep you reading. But I really set out to write a book that was going to be Yellowstone meets Jack Reacher meets Rambo. You know, my hero is 6'3.5", 265 pounds of muscle.
And could kill you with a paperclip, right? Could kill you with a paperclip.
Absolutely. And people, I've done a lot of radio, and they, you know, I get asked a lot, like, are you Matthew Redd? And it's great not being on TV, because I could say yes and maybe get away with it. but really, I just tell people that my wife wishes I look more like him, probably. And it's a lot. This is a big book. But if you like Jack Reacher, Yellowstone, or Rambo, then I think you'll find enough in this one to keep you entertained.
I appreciate that. And like I said, I'm going through it right now, and it's going to be part of my my summer library. It's called Out for Blood. Ryan Steck is the author. He's here with me for a couple of more minutes. You know, when you do something like this, one of the challenges of action or spy or, you know, mystery kind of novels is that they can't be stupid. Would you agree with me on that? I mean, because because you've got to know your stuff. And I don't know if you were ever the lone operator, like Matthew Redd is, you know, the character, the protagonist. But how do you research something like that so that people don't come out and say, hey, that's stupid. That never would have happened that way, Ryan.
You know, I'm blessed in that I've covered the genre, so I'm friends with a lot of writers for the last decade. I've also worked as a freelance editor and still do from time to time when there's a project I'm really, you know, enthusiastic about. So I've worked with a lot of people who have genuinely, like, been there and done that. And I can call them up and ask those kinds of questions, because I do want everything that you read in my books to be real. It's all plausible things that could actually happen. Yeah, I'm the first to admit I'd be dead by nightfall, even with no kill team. Just on the mountain in a blizzard, I'm for sure a goner.
Exactly.
But that's why they're not, you know, that's why it's fiction and not nonfiction. And Matthew Redd is for sure a better action hero than me. There's no doubt.
Now, this is the third or fourth book in the series so far, isn't it?
Yeah. So I did. This is book three in the series. You really don't have to read the other ones. I sort of write them in a way that you could jump in anywhere. But the first book is called Fields of Fire. That introduces Redd, who's a Marine Raider at the time, comes home to Montana to investigate the death of his adopted father and unearth a global conspiracy. That spills over into book two, Lethal Range, came out last summer. And then I went back and I wrote a prequel novella that covers Red's first time experiencing combat in the Marines. Mm-hmm. That's actually printed in the back of Out for Blood. So if anyone buys the hardcover of Out for Blood, that's the new book. You get to the end, you buy the hardcover, the novella is actually in the back, so you get a little bonus.
I wanted to ask you here, first off, how do you get the book? The best way to get the book, and is your spy, you know, your spy website, what was that called, bookspy.com?
Oh, I mean, certainly. certainly you can find out more about me or any of my books at therealbooksby.com, but they're everywhere.
Okay.
You can go to ryansteck.com. I'm on all socials at Ryan Steck Author and The Real Books By, and anywhere books are sold, you can pick this thing up.
All right. I wanted to touch on one of your other parts of your resume here, because you're a freelance editor, right? So you do editing.
Yeah.
What has happened? What has happened to the skill of editing in the online news world? Do you ever read news and wonder who the hell is actually, you know, is anybody?
All the time.
You do? Okay.
All the time.
Because I wonder if there are editors who are hired any longer. I could swear everything's written by a 12-year-old, and there's no editor there to make sure that everything is accurate, or that they're even asking the right questions. And I'm just wondering if you ever think that, and what's causing it.
I think you hit on it right there, man. I think the biggest thing is, let's make sure it's accurate, less opinion. You know, even in, when it comes to fiction, Bill, writing these books, they're thrillers. They're supposed to be edge of your seat, keep you up all night reading experiences. But I don't want my opinion to be interjected into the story. I just want you to feel entertained. And I think when we go to, like, the news, we just want the facts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less opinion. Just give us the facts and let us figure out how we feel about it.
All right. Is this something which is intentional, do you think? Or is it just something which is coming out of the journalism schools? Like I said, you've been doing this kind of work. And let me tell
you,
being an editor is hard work. It really is. It's really hard.
It honestly really is. Yeah, it is. I enjoy being an author much more. And thankfully, now that I'm writing a series and getting paid a nice living to write books, I don't have to edit. So I can if I want to. But I think, we're at a time. You see people cutting cords left and right. People don't even want cable. They just have streaming. And everything's about clicks and impression. And I think right now, news is being watered down because people are trying to sell clicks. And I do think that's a big part of it. So it's unfortunate, because I think, like many, even I don't always know what to trust when you're reading the news these days.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to think it's less sinister, though. I don't think you can rule it out. And if you read my book, there's definitely some conspiracy elements there. That's not really a spoiler to warn you of that ahead of time. But I would hope that it's less intentional and more about, being clickbaity.
Yeah, that could be. Well, now if I go to therealbooksby.com, hopefully I don't see any ads on it. You always know that there are problems when you see the ads like, what is it? Put tin foil, put aluminum foil on your doorknob and see what happens, right? Or put a bag of pennies around your doorknob and see what happens, and watch what happens. It's like, where do these people come from? I don't know.
Nothing weird like that at The Real Books By, as long as I'm running it, that is for sure.
Okay.
But I'm like you, man. I feel the exact same way.
All right. Very good. Well, I think this is great. And by the way, are you going to take Mr. Stead and put him out in a movie at some point? Any movie possibility on this? I always ask this.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I'm with William Morris Endeavor in Hollywood. And certainly we've been having conversations. And while I don't have anything to announce yet or anything I'm allowed to talk about, I'm definitely feeling hopeful that we might get to see Matthew Redd on the big or small screen someday.
Good. All right. Now, I just want to make sure that Hollywood doesn't, demasculinize his toxic masculinity. And all of a sudden, Matthew Redd is crying and trying to get in touch with his feelings. Okay.
No, I think the thing that makes him work is, again, 6'3.5", 265 pounds of muscle. He's a sludgehammer in a scalpel's world. And so if you like action, then this one's for you.
It's called Out for Blood. Ryan Steck is the author. Ryan, it is a real pleasure to have you on. I'll get all your information up, and great making your acquaintance, okay? You take care.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
All right, good stuff. 8:51, and you're on KMED and 99.3 KPXG. Yeah, like I said, great read. I think you'll really enjoy this. Now then, let us do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz in just a moment. And 770-5633, 770-KMED is the number. I have a $20 gift certificate for you. We're going to make this happen. All I ask is that you have not won this in the last 60 days, and we're going to make you a winner possibly here, okay? 770-5633, good luck.
Fontana Roofing keeps rolling out new products, constantly challenging their in-house creative marketing team.
You know, we really need to let people know we have gutters covered.
Wait, we're already airing a commercial that covers our on-site custom gutter division.
No, I mean we literally can have them covered with gutter covers.
Oh, you're right. We need to tell people that they don't have to call those 1-800 numbers for gutter protection from leaves and debris. They can just call Fontana Roofing to get a quote on gutter covers from a trusted local contractor.
Yeah, since we've done the research and now install an industry-leading brand, we need a commercial that's informative but clever and quirky. Let's mull this over.
Indeed. In the meantime, I say we hit that food truck.
Brilliant. I can't get the creative juices flowing on an empty stomach, let alone roof houses.
While the fellows ponder mass media gutter cover marketing, call them to get the straight facts. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $4.45 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $4.45 a month in a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $4.45 a month in a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $4.45 a month. And let's talk about Ford certified pre-owned vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $4.45 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a 70 excluding tax, license, saddle, and 250 dealer doc fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing to Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
I appreciate you waking up here. It is 8:54 now, time for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. All right? Hang on just a second. I got to stop my computer from walking away with me and making me sound stupid. I mean, I can sound stupid without the computer helping me. But anyway, let's talk about Diner 62. They have that amazing Clam Chowder Friday special here, and you're going to love it. I didn't even know I was really a fan of clam chowder until I had some over at Diner 62, but you'll really enjoy that. Also, try their crispy chicken sandwich. They've had the grilled ones before, but now they have a crispy, and it's really delicious. And still, on the weekends, great special, 2 pork chops and eggs or an 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special. Good stuff at Diner 62. So let me go to line one, and that would be Jerry. Hey, Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed, Jerry. Well, it was this week in history, June 19th, 1865. They abolished slavery. At least it was announced in Texas on Juneteenth, all right? June 19th, 1865, the Union soldiers arrive in Galveston with news that the Civil War is over and slavery is abolished. And you know how news kind of traveled slowly in those days. And some historians blame the lapse in time on poor communication in the area because actually, the Emancipation Proclamation was issued more than 2 years earlier, right? But a lack of Union troops made the order difficult to enforce, all right? Other people thought that Texas slave owners purposely withheld the information. But the question we have for you this morning, Jerry, for the win, is how many slaves were freed in Texas on that day, Juneteenth of 1865? Was it 50,000, 100,000, 250,000, 500,000? Or 750,000 slaves. How many?
Wow, nice one, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for Texas. I'm going to say, let's go with 100,000.
With 100,000, good as guess as any. Not this time, though, Jerry. I'm sorry, I was trying to help you. All right, let me go to John. Hello, John. Morning.
Hi.
How many slaves were freed in Texas on Juneteenth? Was it 50, 250, 500,000, or 750,000? What do you think? What do you say?
I'll go with 250.
You're going to go with 250, and the survey says, yeah.
You're a winner!
You got it, John. It's estimated that 250,000 slaves were freed, and despite the message to stay and work for their former owners, many left the state immediately. They said, I'm getting out of here. And they headed north or to nearby states, and they were looking for family members who had been taken to other regions during the era of slavery. So, Pretty interesting story there, okay? So real news there. So, John, we're going to head you to Diner 62, and I know you'll enjoy the weekend. Hang on, and I appreciate you listening. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley boatloads of cash over the years, and they aren't stopping. Get a Lithia body and paint certificate, normally $500, now only $300. Artisan bakery certificates, normally $25, only $15. American Rancher Garage, $75 certificates, good for any service, only $40. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
Coming June 22nd to the Jackson County Fairgrounds, Western Justice founder Dave Duquette, author of More Guns, Less Crime, John Lott, Gateway Pundit founder Joe Hoft, and your host Mike Lindell, and more. It's MAGA Next Level. It's MOGA. Make Oregon Great Again. Tickets and information at jcor.gop/MOGA. That's jcor.gop/MOGA. June 22nd for the Patriot event of the summer. We'll see you at MOGA.
The best technology should make the world more beautiful, life more rewarding, and pull people closer. And the very best tech does all this without harming the planet. Timber Tech Decking, the best performing, longest lasting, and most lifelike look of real wood. Because the best deck naturally comes from the best tech. Timber Tech, go against the grain. Hughes Lumber Timber Tech Sale is going on now. Don't miss out.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastle's friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastle's, where the customer is king.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET.
8:59. Just wanted to thank Kathy for a K before I went on vacation. She dropped off a bunch of Jack Reacher books. I love that series too, Kathy. I got a lot to read this summer when I'm not in my regular nonfiction mode and digging into politics and all that sort of stuff. But I really appreciate that. Okay. And coming up Monday, gosh, we're going to talk with Gino once again, how to disrupt these predetermined outcome meetings here. Brad Bennington is also going to be weighing in on the latest gift from the state on regulations. Is it going to make housing less expensive or more affordable? You take a guess. We'll talk about that and more Monday.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, a bi-coastal media station.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.